how we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Rauf Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim wa ridwan. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for making us Muslims and for granting us this blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba to one and all to the program called The Daily Life of a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, dear listeners, Ramadan is here to cleanse us. Ramadan is now about to leave us. And we are now counting the last final moments and days of this month. May this month leave us whereas our sins are forgiven together with this, dear viewers. And may we receive Ramadan again next year. May Allah Kareem make us meet with the month of Ramadan and forgive us our sins, dear viewers. Today's program is surrounding, the discussion in today's program is going to be touching on the rights of women, the hukuk and the do's and don'ts of with regards to our Islamic sisters, the dignity and the respect which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted them, the lofty rank which Islam has given them is what we are going to be speaking about. However, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's always best that we commence with the dhikr of Allah in the name of Allah by sending durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the custom and this is the system of Islam, that whenever we praise Allah Azza wa Jal, we praise his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So after hamd wa thana, we should listen to the blessings of durood pak. It is stated in a book called Al-Qawlul Badi'. اس میں یہ لکھا ہے کہ ایک مرتبہ یوں ہوا, اے بیگر ہیڈ بیگڈ بائی سم نان مسلمز اینڈ دیز نان مسلمز دیٹ ور سیٹڈ دے ور ایول پیپل دے ڈڈ ناٹ گیو دس بیگر اینی تھنگ ٹو ایٹ اور ٹو ڈرنک ہی آسکڈ ان دا نیم آف گاڈ ہاؤ ایور دے سیٹ ٹو ہیم دیٹ وائی ڈو یو آسک اس فار سم منی اینڈ ویلتھ وائی ڈونٹ یو آسک دیٹ پرسن اینڈ پرسنالٹی اینڈ دے ور ریفرنگ ٹو نن ادر دین the respected father of Hasnain Karimain, Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in. They were referring to the husband of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu anha. So this beggar, his job was to beg. He goes in front of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and he says, please give me something in the name of Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anha did not come on his own accord, rather he was sent by those non-believers. So what he did was, he said to him, no problem, open your fist. He opened his fist. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu recited one durood and blew in the middle of his palm and said, close your fist, advising him to open his fist before those non-believers. They began to laugh and make a joke out of this again by saying that nothing happens by blowing into the palms. Rather, one has to give something by digging deep into his pockets. Different statements and words were said, dear viewers of Madinah channel, but by their surprise, when that beggar, he opened his fist and palms before those non-believers, it is stated that there was golden coin in the palms and hands of this beggar. Subhanallah. Really amazed by this. So many of those unbelievers who insulted Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, after witnessing this karama, had embraced Islam by reciting the article of faith, Kalima Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it's very important that we understand in the pre-Islamic era, the globe and the world has watched and seen and witnessed the status of women in this era. The izzah, the dignity and the respect which Islam has given to women by giving them a beautiful dressing code. Islam has given them this dressing code, that is their pride. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Aside from that, many more other dignities which Islam has given to them, dear viewers, is what we are going to highlight in this program. But A little synopsis into the status and the life, the livelihood of women in the pre-Islamic era, how they led their lives, how they were women of such virtuous men out there. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, we should remember, dear viewers, women were in a very terrible condition before Islam. If you have heard this, it's correct. They had no respect and importance in the world. For men, they were like some sort of toy which they would use to fulfill their nafsani carnal desire. Astaghfirullah. Women would serve men day and night in different ways. And whatever they would earn after working, they had to give and present that to their husbands. But even then, dear viewers, the cruel men did not esteem the woman, did not respect the woman. They would work and give their hard earnings to their husbands, but there was no appreciation. But rather, they would beat them brutally. Astaghfirullah. For a small reason, they used to cut the nose and ears and other body parts. Even they would kill them, dear viewers. After the death of the father, the way sons used to become the owners of their property and their possessions, likewise, they used to become the owners of their wives, meaning they will become the owner of their own mothers. Astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. And would keep them forcefully as their female slaves. Astaghfirullah. Women were not only allowed to get any share from the inheritance of their parents, brothers, sisters, or husbands, but rather, nor could they become the owners of anything, dear viewers. This unjust custom was also being practiced in some tribes of Arab, that women used to be kept as prisoners for 1 year out of the home in a small, tiny, little dark hut after they become a widow. This was the tradition, this was the custom in the time of ignorance, in the pre-Islamic era. Just a synopsis, a drop in the ocean of all the oppression our sisters and mothers have been through, dear brother Islam. They had to testify all their needs, like eating, drinking, so on and so forth, in the same hut. Couldn't leave it, dear viewers. Many women used to die experiencing great distress and difficulties in the hut. And those who used to survive for 1 year in that dark little tiny hut, astaghfirullah, if they had survived that 1 year, then the droopings of camels used to be put on their lap. Allahu Akbar. And they would have to parade throughout the town in this manner. Astaghfirullah. Parading the town in this way in the time of ignorance. Then this was the sign that she has served her 1 year iddat in the hut. Astaghfirullah. It was the announcement that these women had completed the time period of the iddat, as I mentioned, dear viewers. Likewise, there were many other evil and bad and horrible customs being practiced, which had lots of agonies and troubles that had deprived women of their real rights. Their difficulties and sacrifices can never ever be forgotten. And they remained helpless and powerless for thousands of years without any complaints, dear viewers. There was no one in the world who could console and comfort them. There was no one out there who could assist them, who could remove their difficulties. There was no one out there who could share their pain. When Allah Azza wa Jalla sent his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, yes, in order to stop the cruelty and injustice which were being done to women before Islam, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent his beloved Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in this world to remove the adversities, to remove those calamities, to return back the dignity of women. Allahu Akbar, to protect their chastity, to save them from oppression, let alone women. The beloved Rasul came as a savior for the entire humanity. Dear viewers of Madani channel, with this blessed arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a unique revolution took place in the entire planet, in the entire world, and the sorrows and difficulties of helpless and powerless women had overcome, dear viewers. Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came to this world with the religion of Islam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thus, all those problems were then removed. So thanks to Islam, shukran to Islam, the rank of women who were the victims of cruel men, yes, who were burnt alive, who were buried alive, who were deprived of inheritance, whose nose and ears and other body limbs and parts were cut for little small trivial matters and issues. Astaghfirullah. Whose situation was so horrible and terrible, dear viewers, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and saved their lives. So Let's listen to this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Before we even listen to that, dear viewers, we should remember, like the rights of men, the rights of women were also to be established. Don't think that only men have rights. No. Islamic sisters, our mothers, our daughters also have rights. But that rights was trampled. That rights was swept under the carpet. That rights was made to forgotten. That rights was violated. Women got the rights of ownership. They became the owners of money, of their mahr. Yeah, trade, their properties. They were declared the heirs of their inheritance, of their parents and brothers and sisters, husband and sons. In short, the women who were extremely helpless and powerless. Yani, they were humiliated, dear viewers, and disrespected and had no status in the eyes of men. As I said earlier, they were treated like khilona, like toys. The Quran came and revealed one entire chapter in the Quran and returned their dignity to them, returned their status to them. Allahu Akbar. They became the queen of their homes. They became the heart of their men. Subhanallah. The Quran Pak had declared in clear words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً.
He Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Rum, He created spouses for you from yourselves for you to gain rest from them and kept love and mercy between yourselves. See what Allah Azza wa Jalla says, how He created woman. What was the purpose for woman? He says He created spouses for you from yourselves for you to gain rest from, not for you to fight with. In the time of ignorance, it is said they would not even share the same utensils if the woman has experienced her monthly sickness. Astaghfirullah. So no man can either beat women, nor deprive them, nor drive them out of their homes, nor can snatch anything from their possessions or properties. But it has become compulsory for every man, for every religious person, to rather become the protector of their dignity rather than tarnishing and disrespecting their maqam and status. This is Islam, dear viewers. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam is the true religion. Islam is the only religion which for the very first time in this world has consoled and comforted the miserable woman globally, throughout the world. It has become affectionate to them. Instead of leaving them being oppressed, Islam has made them the respectable members of our very own society. In short, Islam has closed the chapter of cruelties and injustice being done to women. So, whoever comes up with this concept that Islam has oppressed women, let's make it very much clear that Islam is the first to give birth to such champions who would stand for the rights of women. We're listening to the status of women, the dignity of women, the oppression Islamic sisters have been through. And then we have some Islamic men who still oppress women after being married to them for several years. As a husband you serve, as a son you may oppress your mother, as a husband you may oppress your wife, as a brother you may oppress your sister. Yani, the female folk is still being oppressed in different ways. If there's any way you could lessen that oppression from your side, whereas you should abandon that completely, Allah will bless you in both worlds, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We have the sisters to discuss the status of daughters in the pre-Islamic eras, how they lived their lives, what happened to the daughters, how they would be buried alive, and thereafter we come straight to the point, inshallah, azza wa jalla, whereas we will extract some lessons from here that if we have done any sort of injustice to our Islamic mothers and sisters in our lives in any way, in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days of salvation, ye mauka hai ki hum pair pakad karke chum karke apne maa baap ke maafi talab kare unse, inshallah azza wa jalla. If we have ever hurt the feelings of our mothers and sisters, inshallah, seek forgiveness, dear viewers. For now, we have this beautiful qasida recited by none other than Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, composed by Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Sharfuddin Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayri khalki kullihimi. Isse sunte hain, padhte hain, aur aap bhi shamil ho jaye is kalam mein, inshallah. When we do return, we will inshallah then conclude with our discussion. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك.
بك خير الخلق كلهم.
محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين.
محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به. يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمام.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها. فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علو ميك علم اللوح والقلم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم.
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر. ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة. يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا. يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Subhanallah, subhanallah, welcome back. So we were talking about the status and the role of women in society, and they are very important, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Islam practically uplifted woman's status nearly 1400 years ago, and for the first time in human history, she felt her true being. Yes. So when the Holy Quran mentions someone or something, it carries great importance, right, dear viewers? We all know about the famous chapter in the Quran Pak known as Surah Nisa, Jiha. And this chapter has actually been revealed to protect their status. No one ever, until the day of Qiyamah, could ever interfere in their inheritance. No one can ever come in this world to interfere in that laws and rules which Allah has ordained and selected for our Islamic sisters and brothers, our Islamic sisters and mothers. So given this, we can imagine how important the role of status and the duties of women are. That entire chapter named Surah Nisa in the Holy Quran Pak has been revealed for them, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We want to mention one waqiyah, dear viewers, which will make you understand and make you realize how serious the matters of our sisters are in this world, how much of oppression they have endured for the blessings of Islam, how much of oppression they have endured for the upliftment of Islam. There is a book called Miraculous Wonders of Farooq-e-Azam. Download this book or buy and purchase this book and see. When Egypt was conquered, one day the people of Egypt requested Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu an, O chief, our river Nile, subhanallah, follows a custom in Egypt. What is the custom? It does not flow until the custom is observed. He radiallahu anhu asked, what is that custom? They replied, we take a virgin girl from her parents, adorn her with an elegant dress and beautiful jewels, and then we put her into the river Nile. Astaghfirullah. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu said, it is not permissible and possible at all in Islam, and Islam abolishes such old, illogical custom and practices. It's not correct to even think or do something like that. Thus, that practice was ended. So what happened when the practice was ended, meaning there was no virgin girl pushed into that river? So when that happened, then the flow of the river became slower and slower and slower. And ultimately, the people decided to migrate from the place. Why? Because there was nothing to drink. The water had dried up. Noticing this, Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu an wrote the entire situation to the second Khalif, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. We all know the very famous river Nile had dried up, dear viewers. The Khalif replied in writing, you did the right thing by not throwing or putting any human into that river as a custom. Islam eradicates these types of practices. There is a piece of paper enclosed with this letter. Put it into the river Nile, said Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an in the letter. So when the letter reached Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu an, whom we call the champion of the woman's rights, subhanallah, subhanallah. Because the moment he learnt about this illogical practice, he realized that Islam never ever showed or taught us to do something like this. When Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu wrote the entire situation, and as we mentioned that Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu read the letter, so then the Khalif replied in writing, you did the right thing, surely Islam eradicates these types of practices. So he said, there's a piece of paper, add this or put this piece of paper into the river Nile. When that khat and letter reached Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he took out the piece of paper on which it was written and which غلام مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I'm speaking about the second Khalifa in Islam from whose shadow even the devil Shaitan would run away. He writes on this piece of paper, O River Nile, do not flow if you flow on your own. Hi, hi. And if you flow, and if Allah makes you flow, I make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla to make you flow. Bas, few lines were written. O River Nile, do not flow if you flow on your own. And if Allah is the one who causes you to flow, then do not stop to flow. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu put that piece of paper into the River Nile, dear viewers. It is stated that within a night, the water level rose by 16 yards and the custom was completely abolished in Egypt until today. Yani aaj tak iske bare mein na suna gaya hai, na kaha gaya hai. Why? Because this is the power of Islam. Let alone fighting for the rights of women, even the water and other creation of Allah will obey the commandments of the servants of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how powerful the commands and the commandment and the orders of the true devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. They obey the Prophet so much sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that even other creation becomes subservient and obedient to the slaves and to the ghulams of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Speaking about the blessed honorable Sahaba alayhim ridwan, who are the crown of our heads, dear viewers of Madini channel. When this is the status of the one who serves the beloved Rasul, then what can be said about the beloved Rasul himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the poet says so beautifully, to increase our iman and faith, that don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't forget that you are the ummati of such a powerful Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My sisters, you may have been oppressed, but do not forget the champions whom had saved the dignity of women's rights centuries ago. Subhanallah, through the power granted by Allah, can still assist and help you even today. Allahu Akbar. And this is exactly what the poet had said in his poetry, by reminding us that this is the power granted to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this way, one poet says,
Chahe to isharo se apni kaya hi palat de duniya ki. Chahe to isharo se apni kaya hi palat de duniya ki. Ye shaan hai khidmat garo ki. Ye shaan hai ul کے غلاموں کی سرکار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہاں سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا.
Allah, 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 dear viewers of Madinah channel, this parable is so transparent, it's so clear, and it's so famous, subhanallah, that we all get to know from this beautiful parable that before the teachings of Islam, strange customs were being observed and evils were being committed in the entire world. And River Nile was about to dry up, but you just heard now how this champion for the woman's right stood up and he protected that right. We don't know before that woman how many other virgins were thrown into that River Nile. Who is responsible for them losing their life? Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the glad tidings for those men who have three daughters, two daughters and one daughter. Allahu Akbar, at different places they have been declared as Jannatis. Upbringing your daughters in the correct way, giving them Islamic training and tarbiyah, and letting them get married in good homes, providing good homes for them. If any father has done so, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him the glad tidings of paradise. But here, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi came to protect their dignity as well. But prior to that, what happened? Some people in the time of ignorance, and even today, because why? They are from the very same lineage. They are from the very same progeny. That if Allah blesses them with daughters, their faces turn black for the day. And Allah blesses them with female daughters, with baby girls, with cute little baby girls, instead of becoming happy, instead of expressing and announcing the rahmat and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would then look for places to hide their dark faces. Why? Because they don't know. I've got a girl, I wanted a boy, what do I tell society, what face do I show them? I'm not saying this. Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah An-Nahl, mention this in the 14th part of the Quran Pak. And when one of them receives the glad tidings of a daughter, his face turns black for the day. And he remains seething, hiding from the people because of the evil of that khushkhabri, that glad tiding. Will he keep her with disgrace or bury her beneath the earth? Very evil is the judgment they impose. Imagine the father holds the fingers of his daughter as he has a spade or axe in his hand. He is preparing the grave for her where she is dusting the father's beard, saying, Abba Huzur, your beard is dusty with dust and dirt because you are digging a hole. She is unaware that this hole is actually prepared for me. Such beautiful little girls were buried alive. These little buds who could have given birth to a nation, Allahu Akbar. But in the same stone-hearted society, there were such kind-hearted people who used to be grieved and the powerlessness of these women who couldn't say much, who couldn't do much. Pharaoh was killing over 1,000 males. Women had to hide their children and do something. How many boys died? How many males died? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, Allahu Akbar, put Allah's blessed Nabi in a little basket, and she, considering Allah Azza wa Jalla as the owner of everything, and placing her trust and reliance upon Allah, she allowed for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to go. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had protected him. Just speaking about the oppression woman went through. You and I have not went through this. But dear viewers of Madini channel, it is a place for us to remember, for us to understand such sahaba alayhim ridwan came. Wallah, such sahaba, such companions who gained, who learnt Islam directly from the founder of Islam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sasa'a bin Najiyah radiyallahu anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saved 360 baby girls from being buried alive in the pre-Islamic era and gave each father 2 or 10 months pregnant she-camels along with a he-camel. Will I get the reward of this deed? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you have been rewarded for this deed. Allah Azza wa Jalla has enabled you to embrace Islam and give you the blessings of faith. Sahaba Ikram came forward, has such champions like Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu an, Allahu Akbar. Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail would know that a baby girl would be born if he knew that some house is going to give birth to some baby girl. This companion would rush to that house. He would go to the home and he will take all the expenses of bringing up that Madani Munni. He would take the responsibility of the upbringing. Subhanallah. Until that baby girl grows up to become a teenage, and then until she's married and settled in a new home, these companions would take over the responsibilities of such girls because they knew their fathers would bury them alive. Dear viewers, this continues and this will continue. Today, Islam has given, Allah has given you Islam, and you don't have to go out there on the streets fighting for the rights of others. All you can do is be in your own home and protect the rights of your own mothers and sisters. Inshallah. You yourself should not violate their rights, let alone others coming and swearing them. If you as a champion in your own home can learn as today as a husband, as a son, I would not backchat with my mother. I would not fight with them, knowing that this is the history of women who came through so much of oppression and they're still oppressed when they give birth to children and they have to go through so much of weaknesses upon weaknesses. Dear viewers, may Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah Kareem pardon our sins. May Allah Kareem, through the blessings of Ramadan, accept our lawful wishes. And may we seek tawbah from Allah Azza wa Jalla and seek forgiveness from the one whose heart and whose feelings we have violated as humans. May Allah Kareem accept our silsila as well as whatever has been mentioned. Make dua for the ummah at large. Dawud Islami and Madani channel will present to you more programs like this, inshallah, in the near future and further future until Allah Azza wa Jalla wills. So continue watching Madani channel and continue sharing this program with others only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's now time to leave, dear viewers. We shall meet again, same time, same place. Keep reciting Durud-e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.